This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line on this Friday morning. And this morning, some exciting times happening because they have met their goal over at United Way of Rutherford and Cannon County. We're going to be visiting this morning to learn more about United Way and what it does for the community. Visiting with us is their CEO, Brian Hercules. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you for having us. We're excited about being here this morning.
Well, I tell you, a lot of great things happening at United Way. And what was your goal this year?
Our goal this past year was $3 million. And, you know, we actually had a community celebration in February and talked about achieving about 97% of that goal at $2,965,000, I believe it was.
Phenomenal.
Well, what was even more phenomenal, and you said it a minute ago, we actually did meet our goal last year. We have to sometimes do our best estimate on some of the other campaigns that will come in from around the country that have people maybe that have lived here or have family here, moved away, and they've given through another United Way and designated their dollars back to us. So about a month and a half after the celebration, we actually found out that we went over the $3 million mark this year. So it was great news.
Now, this is the first year. That's a milestone.
That's a milestone.
That is exciting. And that's getting where you were saying it should be.
We are definitely making some improvements. I think... You know, over the years, we've had a great United Way in this community, and the community has always responded to United Way. But I think, you know, one of the things our staff and board have really dedicated ourselves to is being very transparent, very open. I tell people sometimes, you know, I was a donor for over 30 years before I became part of the United Way family as part of the working staff, I should say. But as a volunteer, you know, sometimes I always wondered, you know, we hear about a large campaign and then we hear another number, you know, a few months later in the allocations process. And, you know, what's the difference between the number? And, you know, we've been very open about talking about those numbers and sharing that with the community because I think it's important for them to know what their United Way is doing and what impact it's having in the community.
Not only did you meet the goal that you set, but you made a milestone. What do you think made the difference this year?
Again, I think we live in a great community. I think we live in a very caring community. And I think, you know, Bart, things like coming on your radio show and things we've been able to do with our other media partners to get the information out to the community about what United Way truly is doing. You know, so many people think of their United Way in their community, and you ask them, who's United Way? What do they do? Well, they raise money and they give money away. Well, that's just very honestly a small part of what we do. You know, the thing that we're focused on is meeting those basic needs, those building blocks of life in the area of education, health, rebuilding lives and income. And I think, you know, just like this, getting out there and telling that story and compelling people to understand truly what their United Way is doing and what we have the capacity to do when we all work together. And I think it's made a difference.
United Way has become a helping organization in itself. In addition to helping other organizations, nonprofits, get money, you also have seen needs and have worked to fill those needs. Success by Six is one of those.
Yeah, you know, we have some programs that you know, a lot of people don't realize, and we're very cautious with because, you know, all the programs that we have, like the Success by Six program and Project Help, or not Project Help, but Project Pass, those are internal programs. They do not come out of the donor funding money. Those are programs that we find ways through grants and different mechanisms to fund those programs to make them work. And there's a couple other programs that if you don't mind, I'd like to highlight
absolutely.
This morning.
The
211 program. 211 is the first call for help in the community. A lot of people don't know about this. And so many times we have friends and different people that even within our circle of influence that may need help. The first call for help, that 211 number is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it may be someone who needs just a little extra help, with some groceries to the end of the month. I was listening to your radio coming in this morning, and talking with Christy over at Greenhouse Ministries, and she talked about that. And there are a lot of people in our community that need those things, and they don't know where to go. So 211 will direct them to those agencies like Greenhouse or the Food Bank or other places, even some of the local churches with food pantries. We'll get those folks that service. But even up to and including sometimes, unfortunately, those calls are for domestic violence or they're for child abuse, even suicide. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, somebody's answering that phone, and they're making those connections for those folks in our community. And United Way, your United Way, is the only funding agent for 211 in Rutherford and Cannon County. Last year, we funded about $26,000 into that program. It's a statewide, it's a national program, but we're funding that for Rutherford and Cannon County. Unfortunately, last year, 211 services across the state of Tennessee, Rutherford County was the second largest user of those services. That's unfortunate, and there's that much need. What is fortunate about it, though, is people knew that number was there. I was sharing with the CEO of a local manufacturing company just the other day, and I said, people within your own internal family here within this plant probably need help. Sometimes they're embarrassed. Sometimes they're ashamed to ask for help. I said, by putting a 211 poster in your break room, sharing this information through your company newsletter, let people know this service is available, you never know who's going to be affected and who we're going to be able to help. So that's another program that I'm real proud of that your United Way is supporting in this community.
And oftentimes when you need help, you don't know where to turn. And 211 is an easy way to get that ball rolling.
Absolutely. It really is. Moving on to another, FamilyWise. Many people in our community don't know about the FamilyWise program. Because of our association with United Way Worldwide as a membership organization, United Way Worldwide has a program they've established with some major pharmaceutical companies across the country. And we now have the ability to offer anyone that's underinsured or not insured at all a prescription discount card. It's called FamilyWise. We've made them available at the Hope Clinic, many doctor's offices, different places where people are seeking out medical help. Cost absolutely nothing. You take that card, you can go to about 99% of the pharmacies in our community, and you'll be able to receive somewhere between a 30 and 50% discount on the cost of drugs. A success story that I like to share just recently, because we think about programs like this, and sometimes we think about the down and out or those folks that are living in a shelter or something like that needing that service. It touches many lives. Recently, we got a call from a pharmacist here in town. He was working with one of his regular customers. When he filled the prescription and asked her for her prescription card, she kind of hung her head a little bit and said, I don't have a prescription card anymore. My husband's lost his job in a downsizing, and we lost our benefits. He said, well, do you have a FamilyWise card? She said, no, I don't know what that is. So he called our office. We actually were able to get one, fax it over, saved her about 50% on her prescription at that moment. Every time one of those cards are used in our community, it tracks the savings off of a number that's associated with that card. It's specific to our community. Over the last 18 months, $480,000 has been saved by our friends and families in this community on drug cost. And that's another service that United Way's been able to provide. It cost us absolutely nothing, but almost $500,000 worth of savings to our community.
All you have to do is ask.
Now,
as you look at the website for United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties, you have everything broken down in easy-to-use ways. And I encourage people to check it out, because if you need help in areas dealing with education, if you need help in other areas, health issues, income issues, things of that sort, rebuilding lives, these are all very easily found on your website.
Absolutely. That's uwrutherford.org. And just like what I was talking about with the Family Wise card, you can go on our website. That card's available. You can download it and use it right off of your download at any, like I said, 99% of the pharmacies in our community.
And if you don't have a computer, you can go over to the Line Ball Library and use theirs.
Absolutely. Or if you just want to stop by our office, we have the cards available. And like I said, they're available in some doctor's offices and different places.
That's the old-fashioned way.
That's the old-fashioned way. That's what me and you do, right?
That's right. Now, where is your office located?
We're located on Memorial Boulevard. We're in the second floor of the first bank building on the corner of Memorial and Ridgely. What I have to do is tell everybody a landmark. It's where the fountain freezes every winter.
That's right. Boy, everybody knows
I can tell
that.
People our address number. I can tell us where we're located. And they'll go, I'm not sure where that's at. I'd say, you know where the fountain freezes? Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, that's what they remember.
Second floor, right first above bank. The fountain. You can look out and see the fountain.
I see the fountain when it freezes right out my window.
I hope they never do away with that fountain. That's always a fun thing to see. So can people still give to United Way now that, you know, this year's campaign is over?
You know, absolutely. Bart, we actually yesterday all day in our office was having our training with our loaned executives and employee campaign managers for our 2012 campaign. We're actually kicking off the campaign August the 23rd at Middle Tennessee Medical Center in a partnership with the Medical Center and the Chamber of Commerce with a breakfast before hours. It's campaign time of year, mm-hmm. You know, around the clock now. It's all year long.
Well, are you going to increase the goal, or is that a secret?
Well, you know, Phil Holt, who is president of First Tennessee Bank here in
nice
town,
guy.
He is our campaign chair this year, and he's got a number, but I'm not going to take his thunder. He will be announcing that on the 23rd.
Very good. So be checking that out, and be at that business before
hours. Yeah.
And that's, once again, where will that be?
Middle Tennessee Medical Center.
Okay. So check that out, too. They do so much good for the community. All of these organizations that are involved are big givers to the community in service and in time and money. It's a wonderful community.
Oh, it really is, and it is such a giving community. And, you know, Bart, we talk about, you know, a mantra that we live by at Your United Way is to give, advocate, and volunteer. And honestly, I tell people, you know, giving is probably the easiest part of that equation. You know, you can do a pledge form through payroll deduct for a couple of dollars, or you can write a check for $50. And, you know, really at the end of that, it's done. You don't think about it anymore. You know, and you said it, you know, so many of our companies are way past that. They give, but then they also get involved. We had, you know, this last year, a Days of Action where we had 559 volunteers over a three-day period. You know, a lot of people in the community are looking for places to give back, not just with their funds, but also with their time and their resources. And it's wonderful to watch that happen in this community.
And if you would like to learn more about United Way, what can they do?
Of course, they can always come by our office where the fountain freezes.
Yep, all right.
Second floor, or you can call us at 893-7303. Or again, go to our website, and there's opportunities there to learn more about your United Way.
I don't think that fountain's going to freeze for a little while.
Not for a while.
But check it out and go help them. And let's make this next year, the year that we're in now, 2012 and 13 campaign, let's make it another success, too. And congratulations, $3 million. That is phenomenal. A milestone.
A milestone.
That is great. Thank you for joining us this morning. Stay with us. The conversation continues.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS. Locally owned, locally operated, and responding to your local opinions. Issues that impact the heart of Tennessee. This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, and the Omni Hot Restaurant in Smyrna.
I've got pests buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests.
Hest, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Checking on those WGNS Good Neighbor events, this hot weather is staying with us. And we remind you to call on your senior citizen friends and loved ones on these hot days and make sure that they're okay. You know, fans and air conditioners definitely do save lives. And if they need one, get with Dwight Ogleton at the Cool Aid Program. His number is 818-2459. And please, make a financial donation to help support the Cool Aid Program and save lives. The Reedy Family Reunion is coming up Saturday, August the 11th. It's going to be over at the Woodbury Senior Citizen Center. And Larry Reedy, who's in the 10th generation, is inviting the entire community to attend. The Primary Care and Hope Clinic's Taste of Stones River is coming to the Avenue of Murfreesboro on Saturday, August the 25th. Circle that on your calendar, 4 until 8 in the afternoon. And Mamie Keesley is conducting environmental education programs. They're free every Tuesday and Friday morning from 8 until noon, now until August 17th. And that's in the pavilion across from the Rutherford County Farmers Market. It's going all the same time as the Farmers Market, too. If you have questions, call Mamie Keesling at 542-4633. Those are Good Neighbor events.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com. WeatherEye.
Showers and storms are likely this afternoon with partial sunshine and a high getting into the mid-90s with southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki.
Right now, 77.
Need help with an HDTV, surround sound, computers, iPods, or any gadget? Call the Tech Life, 653-4890.
I always recommend people, hey, give this guy, the Tech Life, a call. He's on the up and up. He knows what's going on. I trust him. You can too.
The Tech Life, online at thetechlife.net.
Brian Hercules with us this morning from United Way. And Brian, before we wrap up this segment, let's talk a little about some of the activities you did yesterday. I understand you had some really successful training going on over there.
We did, Bart, and I tell you, it was great to see. We had about 40 people at our office representing most of the major industries here in the community, and some of those folks will be working internally in their campaigns. Some of them will come and work with us during the campaign as loaned executives. I have to tell you about a program we did yesterday that just really, I think, Tanya Hobbs from the Franklin Heights program came over. You know, and we talk about all the different needs in the community, and we talk about things, and sometimes it's great to have a visual to see what this really means. One of the programs that they do through the school system, we operate through Cannon County, Rutherford County, and the city schools of Murfreesboro, is a backpack program for food for children. People say, what do you mean by that? You know, and sometimes we say backpack, we think about that pretty black bag that maybe you or I throw on our back headed to the airport with our computer and our favorite book or our Kindle and those kind of things. You know, this is just literally a donated grocery bag from one of the local grocers like Publix, and they work with Second Harvest Food Bank in different places to get sustainable food items that go in this bag that are put into the children's backpack that are recognized to having food issues at their home over the weekend. You say, well, gosh, that can't be very many. Last year alone in Rutherford County, close to 1,000 children in our community were registered through the school system with no address. They were homeless children. Mm. I mean, it happens in our community. But anyway, we took these bags, and we had some children come in and set these bags as what they would receive on the table with our volunteers being trained yesterday. And as the children left, we said, now here's the scenario. You've just been handed this bag of food, and there's three people in the family, a mother and two children, a single mom and two children. Or you have a house with two children and a man and wife. Now, you've got to figure out how to make this food last until Monday for these children. You know, what was interesting is one of the first things one of the people from General Mills pointed out was there's only 1,800 calories in the bag. That's not enough calories to even sustain a normal diet for the weekend. Now you got to figure out, and these were, you know, individual packed items like applesauce and packs of crackers and maybe some mac and cheese. And the reason these items were put there is because for many times the children really have to sustain for themselves because the parents are not taking care of the issues for that child. And maybe that child is smart enough as a first or second grader, or at least they feel the pressure. They've got a younger sibling, and they're trying to sustain not only their own eating, but their brother or their sister that's younger. And you look in this bag, and there was, you know, two cartons of milk, two cartons of chocolate milk, two applesauce, two mac and cheese, two cans of maybe a beef ravioli. And that's what these children many times have from Friday afternoon to Monday morning when they get back to school and get a hot breakfast at the school. That's the only thing they have to sustain them over the weekend. Several of the people said, "Man, my children need to see this, because, you know, my children think if we don't, you know, order out on Friday and we don't go to the mall on Saturday," and to think about there's children in our community sustaining life off of this small backpack of food is very real. It's one of those visuals that really is effective.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and honestly, we challenged each table to say, come up with your meal plan out of this bag for these children. And it was a very emotional. We had people, as they stood up and gave their meal plan, literally, you know, a tear came to their eye, because at once, you know, they're finally realizing that we do have these issues. And one of the ladies said, you know, we do a lot as a community to take care of other countries that have food issues. We don't realize it's right here too.
Oh, it is.
And you know, that's the part about United Way for me that really becomes personal, is that, you know, it's not about the great community we live in and the giving community we live in, but we also have to understand there are great needs in our community, and it takes each and every one of us doing just a little to make a difference and make an impact. And that's what, for me, over the years as a donor and now as part of your United Way and a professional staff, that's the message I want to get to the community, that there are needs in our community. And sometimes these needs are made because of people's bad choices, and we understand that. But sometimes these choices aren't theirs. You know, recently there was a lady at the Salvation Army who went through a terrible divorce. She had a child with Down syndrome. You know, basically the husband said, "I can't take this anymore," and walked away. And, you know, this woman had to quit her job to take care of her child. She lost her home. She became a homeless person. Thank goodness we had the Salvation Army in our community. It was funded and there. You know, she spent a couple of months over there, but now today, she's living in an apartment that she's found. She's building her life back. She's found a place to get help for her son. She's able to get back into the workplace. But so many of the United Way agencies touched this life and changed this life and took a bad situation and made a good situation for a family in our community. That's what we're about, working together to make an impact, to make a true quality of life impact for our community.
Maybe you, some of you listening right now, maybe you have seen this happening. Maybe you have some ideas. Call us, 893-1450. The segment where we'll take your calls is now opening, 893-1450. And I'm wondering what most kids would do if you put that sack in front of them and said, what would you do? How would you stretch this over the weekend? I think they would have a hard time figuring out how to stretch it much over one night. They would pretty well put that away in one evening and not stretch it over the weekend.
You know, as I watched that unfold yesterday, the thing that kept coming into my mind is, I know sometimes I get a little hunger pain, and it's hard, you know, I probably need to be on a diet actually, but it's hard to say no when you're hungry. And if you've got food in front of you and you know you have to make this last all weekend, like you said, if you eat a little bit of that but you're still hungry, how much willpower do these children have to make this last all weekend?
Absolutely. What are your thoughts on that? 893-1450. Have you seen needs like that in Rutherford County? Can you believe it? I mean, you think of that being a third world country. We are having those issues right here, maybe within a block or two of where you are right now. We will be back and continue the conversation. What are your thoughts? 893-1450. Stay with us.
Ford of Murfreesboro is your service headquarters. Whether it's tires you're in need of or a complete engine rebuild, Ford of Murfreesboro is there for you. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today and get your vehicle running right. Ford of Murfreesboro sells genuine Ford parts to repair your vehicle by factory specifications. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Showers and storms are likely this afternoon with partial sunshine and a high getting into the mid-90s with southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vucitsky.
Right now, 77.
This is Linda Hembry at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We love to get to know all of our customers, not just by their faces, but also by their names. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, right after all sports talk at 2 here on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. We're talking about needs in the community. And we've been having our eyes open this morning. What are your thoughts on that? We're learning about the needs in the community, children going hungry right here in Murfreesboro, and thank goodness for groups like United Way making a difference. 893-1450 is our number. Are you seeing this? Are you seeing this happening here in the community? 893-1450, Brian Hercules is with us, and you said this is increasing on a regular basis.
Yes, you know, recently talking with Dr. Gilbert and Mr. Odom at the county schools and the city schools here in the community, a statistic that just was a bit alarming to me yesterday that came out was 52% of the children right now registered in the Murfreesboro school system are eligible for free and reduced lunches. You know, there's definitely, you know, problems out there that sometimes we don't want to think about being in our community. You know, and past just the hunger issue, you know, one of the things we talk about is, you know, the education of our children and some of the things that are going on with the teachers and the TCAPs and all those different race to the top kind of issues. You know, the problem is I think children are truly, you know, just like you and I were when we were in the first grade, second grade, third grade, we were capable of learning. It's just some of these issues begin to compound on top of these children. You know, if you're dealing with a hungry child and you're trying to teach them, chances are you're not keeping their attention. So there's so many other things that have to be looked at to really take care. And I love when Dr. Gilbert talks about the whole child and taking care of all the needs to make sure that we're making these children prepared to learn and to excel in the community.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Brian Hercules. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Bart. This is Linda Gilbert. I was just going from one school to another checking on construction and heard my name used in vain, so I thought I better call in. I just want to thank and Brian for what he's doing and United Way for what they are doing. Absolutely, we are seeing needs of children, and we are focused on the whole child. They have been tremendous partners with us. One of the things we will be doing this year in Murfreesboro City is we will be having a universal breakfast program, free breakfast program for all of our children. But we could not do what we are doing and see the academic gains that we are seeing without the support of the community. And certainly United Way has led the fight with us on helping children. And just wanted to thank you. I'm going to hang up and let you go ahead and talk to other people. But really appreciate what you do, Brian, what United Way does, and what the community does for our children. So thank you so, so much. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you, Dr. Gilbert. Before you hang up, is this a local problem, or are you seeing this happening in other places as well? I believe she hung up on us. I think she did. Okay. 893-1450. For the rest of you, if you have any thoughts and comments, give us a call. 893-1450. And this is one of those things, like you said, it's you can't teach a child if they are sitting there hungry. You can't do a lot of things if somebody is hungry.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's part of the equation that sometimes gets missed is, like I said, that look at the holistic child of everything that's going on in that child's life, whether it's, you know, domestic violence at home or it's the living conditions or all those things, and then you couple that with hunger and all these different issues. We didn't deal with that. You know, I mean, as a child growing up, I will tell you, I grew up, probably in today's environment, I would have been one of those children eligible for free and reduced lunches. There was six children. My mom didn't work outside the home. And, you know, I laugh at that because with six children, she worked at the home, I promise you. My dad was a truck driver and made a good living, but, you know, he was gone a lot. So there was a lot of pressures on the family. And I think back, that sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe I had a bad childhood or, you know, I had a lot of things to overcome, but nothing like today, nothing like the pressures that we're seeing for some of these children. So it's just really taking that whole look at the child. And I tell you, Linda Gilbert, my friend Linda, she sets the standard. She is the measuring stick of understanding that issue, and she's been a great mentor for us to understand all of those issues.
Very caring person. Yes. Let's go to the phones again. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Our church goes on the third Thursday of each month and delivers food for families. And this last third Thursday, we had 9 is all we had. It's hard to find the families. We realize there's a lot of needy people out there, but they just won't ask about it. It's hard to find out who they are and where they are and to try to get the food to them.
Was it easier a year or 2 years ago? I mean, are you seeing the numbers dwindle? I guess is what we're really asking there.
No, the number actually is increasing for us. We're being able to find more families. It's just some of it you just have to look at somebody and go put your hand on their shoulder and say, "Hi, I'm with the church and we deliver food. Can I help you?" And some people will turn you down, and some say, "Well, I appreciate that." But it's hard to find out who they are. It's a struggle for us to try to help those people when you can't find who they are.
Pride is getting in the way, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad it is that way. I'm glad. Now, another good thing is we were helping a family in Smyrna last year, and we made a delivery on the third Thursday. Their house had burned, and they would move in and all that. She said, "We're back on our feet. Thank you for all your help. We could do it on our own."
Are you finding people who have been helped, who are able to sort of pull themselves up enough, are now coming to you and saying, "I want to help others"?
Not yet. Most of the ones that we've been helping to say, "When I get on my feet, I'll help you do what you do to help others," but they haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, but it's in their heart to do that, it sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Let me ask you this before you leave. Is there any one situation that you went on and you saw it yourself firsthand and you thought, "I can't believe that is happening here"?
There's several of those instances. We also, around Christmas time, we'll try to help with toys for the children and things like that. And there's several times you go into a situation and it just breaks your heart. The thing that you have to keep in the back of your mind when you go in, you got these two or three boxes of food that you're going in, you cannot judge why you're there. You're here to help these people. Why they're in this situation is not our problem. We can't try to say, "Well, if they had done this, they wouldn't be there." You can't do it. You just have to go in, help them with what you've got. God bless you. Hope everything works out for you, and walk off. And if they take it and give the food away, that's up to them. We have to do what we think is the right thing, and then hope that the Lord makes them do the right thing as well.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. What is your thought on this? Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, this is Katie Mew.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm calling for my birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank God for me being here for 50,
with the naive. Well, and hope I see many more.
I hope you do too, Katie. Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this, Katie. I know you've been around and helping people yourself. What are some of the things you have seen that are needed in our community? So some of the people who have needs, and sometimes you come across these people and it just breaks your heart. And you say, I want to help them. Tell me some of the things you have seen.
Oh, I go around and pray for sick folks.
Mm-hmm. That is so caring.
Yes.
Sometimes people, they just need an ear to listen. Do you find that true? Where you just
sure.
Walk? You, sometimes people just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I call and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, food bangs.
That is so important. Well, Katie, thank you for calling, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You take care of yourself.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You know, it's caring people that make our community, and that's a good example of
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Caring people all around. 893-1450 is our phone number. Are you seeing things that break your heart sometimes, and you think, what can I do about this? 893-1450, you hear conversation about, I wonder if those people who are out on the streets with the signs, I wonder if they're for real. I wonder if somebody put them there. We've heard a lot of conversation about that lately. What are your thoughts on that? Should you give them money? Is that encouraging them, or should you tell them, you know, there's somebody who can help you, and if you don't know where they are, you could give them the 211 number. What are your thoughts on that? 893-1450. We will continue the conversation in just a moment. Stay here.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Trusco Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
WeatherEye.
Showers and storms are likely this afternoon with partial sunshine and a high getting into the mid-90s with southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vuchitsky.
Right now, 77.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology.
Just remove all that worry, all that stress.
The Tech Life, where Murfreesboro's tech support.
I trust them to babysit my child, you know, and I trust them to tell me which television I need based on my wants and my desires.
Visit us at thetechlife.net.
The other day I was over at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna, talking with Perry Bell. The owner there at Bell Furniture, Perry, said, you know, make sure that everybody knows that our furniture is all American made. We go out of our way to see that everything we sell is made in America. And I think that says a lot about Bell Furniture. Not only do they care about saving you money, they care about America. And that's what we need to all start thinking more about, saving America. And Bell Furniture is doing their part not only by selling only American-made furniture, but by saving you money. And this has been something Perry Bell has been doing for many, many years. First of all, he buys in trailer truckload quantities. That saves a lot of money, and those savings are passed on to you. He keeps the overhead down in several ways. First of all, he puts all of the furniture right there in the store. There's a big room full of sofas and a big room full of bedroom furniture, big room full of recliners. In some stores, you walk in and you feel like you're going into a decorator magazine. That costs a lot of money, and that's added to the furniture. But it's not that way at Bell Furniture. Overhead? Well, it's just Perry Bell and Linda Ferris. That helps keep the overhead down, too. You add it all together, and it's about half price every day for first quality name brand furniture. If you don't believe me, check it out yourself. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Bell Furniture.
High school sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS AM, FM, online.
Are you seeing things getting better, economy-wise, or worse? We're hearing all sorts of things. 893-1450, and yet we're hearing that more children are hungry in our schools. And schools are starting about a week from now. So what have the kids been doing without school? Have they just been going hungry? 893-1450 is our phone number. What are you seeing out there? 893-1450. And obviously somebody who's doing something about that, United Way of Rutherford and Cannon County. Ryan Hercules with us this morning, the CEO of United Way. And yes, they met that $3 million goal. Now, they celebrated getting close to it back in February.
That's right.
But now, after all the money started coming in, You passed it.
We actually did. We went past that $3 million goal, and we're very pleased with the response of the community for the needs and responding to the United Way. We promised them those dollars are going to be invested back in this community in a very positive way. You know, Bart, you were talking about, you know, are we seeing more needs, and, you know, what are the children doing when they're not in school? You know, I know several of the schools are actually offering some food programs in the neighborhoods and stuff, and I applaud their efforts and the work they're doing. But, you know, also during the summer months, many places that are, again, other United Way partners like the Boys and Girls Club, they provide some nutritional meals for the children during the day. West Main Mission, Jim Hargrove down there does a wonderful job, and he has a program where he feeds the homeless, and talking with him one day, he said he sees a real increase in the summer months of the children that'll come by. They've got a little lunch program. Of course, he's not running a restaurant, and you can't eat on the premises, but you can go in and get a box lunch to go, and you'll go down there and see some of those kids sitting under the trees having a little picnic, and it's, you know, it's kind of a really neat Rockwell-type picture, but when you really dig deep and find out what's going on, it's a pretty tragic story. But, you know, there are many places in this community that do step up and try to take care of those children's needs through the summer months and others. You know, another statistic, not just on the children, visiting with the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank about 8 months ago, talking to her about the program and what they're seeing and what the needs are, and kind of asking the same question you're asking, what are we seeing? Where's this going? They had seen about a 27 to 28% increase in volume of people, and these were new people that were not the, you know, the traditional folks that they were serving, you know, a few months in a row kind of thing. These were first time, about a 27, 28% increase in first time visitors. And what was interesting is they didn't know how to ask for the help. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to go. But these were first time people in our community going looking for help. Many of them, you know, less than a year ago had a job making $30,000 or $40,000 a year, and now they're standing in line because they've blown through their savings, they've lost their job, and they need help.
So like it's the listener who called in and yes. Said, people, it's the pride
yep.
that gets in their way. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. This is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
And hi. I just would like to put in a plug for the Women's Initiative through United Way. I'm on the board, and we have a group of women that are working for to promote education and nutrition for young families and in Rutherford County and Cannon County. And also, I work with, as a substitute, with Meals on Wheels, and they always need volunteers. So there's so many ways that people can contribute to United Way with their dollars and with their time. So I just wanted to say that.
Hannah, tell us, how can people get more involved in Meals on Wheels?
Oh, just call Debbie Willis at the Senior Center, and she will put you down on her list. And as I said, we just are substitutes, and she calls us at the last minute mm-hmm. if one of the drivers doesn't show up. And so we just go out and deliver a route, or sometimes We've done two routes, and they're short. It takes about an hour of your time, and the people are so thankful to see you, and they're so grateful for the food, too. But the personal contact is just about as important to them as getting the food. So Debbie Willis at the St. Clair Senior Center is the person to contact, or go through United Way, and they can certainly put you in touch with the right people.
Very good. Well, Hannah, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the program.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450, and she mentioned something. She said they enjoy the contact almost as much as they enjoy the food.
And that's so true. I tell you, our seniors, that's another segment of the market that, you know, we did a little exercise yesterday where we sat in the room for 1 minute with nothing in our hands and no noise, not allowed to talk, and we talked about it. It was just before our lunch break, and mm-hmm. I said, now, how awkward and how, you know, strange did that feel? And everybody was like, you know, it seemed like it was an hour. It was 1 minute. And I said, now think about there being 1,440 minutes in a day, and you're a senior citizen sitting in your home waiting for a Meals on Wheels delivery once a day. So you had 15 minutes of somebody being there with you, sharing with you, you getting to tell them your story and interacting, and then you have 1,440 minutes of silence until that person comes back. And for many of our seniors, that's exactly what they're living with. It's they have no one there, nobody, you know, to come visit with them, and those they really love the time as much as they do the meal. And Don and Hannah Witherspoon are just tremendous volunteers in this community, just people I look up to, and just wonderful community leaders in this community we live in.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
All right. This is your friend, Catherine, from Shiloh.
Hi, Catherine. How's everything in Shiloh?
We are moving pretty good. Doing well. Thank God we're doing well. When I was I think most of our church are eating well, but uh-huh. I'm concerned what weighs on my heart. We don't have a place for them to do physical exercise, like go out and play as a community, as a team,
mm-hmm.
and we just love to work on something like that. We used to go down to the school, and as I told you before, they put a pavement in the middle of our ball diamond. We used to play ball, and they put a pavement around in the middle of the ball diamond. Now, Saturday, we're going to have a back-to-school, a picnic and celebration, mm-hmm. but we really won't have nowhere to play our little games. And so that's what's weighing on my heart. I hear Shiloh. So I just wanted you to know that, and I appreciate WGNS and appreciate your programs in the morning time.
Now, they put a pavement in the middle of the ball field?
Yes, they did, and we don't understand that. But our children don't have anywhere. You know, we just make up little teams like I used to do when I was growing up.
Right. Well, do they park cars on it, or what do they do with that?
No, it looks more like a track.
A track, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to see the children have somewhere to do physical exercise. I think they're eating pretty good. I'm kind of looking at them. They're eating pretty good, but if we could just have a place, have a team to go and do physical exercise, we would love that.
Well, that's a good idea.
I just wanted to call and talk with you this morning.
Well, you take care of yourself, Catherine.
I sure will try, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, people look at the schools and as a place to play and things of that sort, you never know whether when you make an adjustment at a school, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, and then you hear a response from the public.
Yeah.
So, well, we have about a minute and a half left, and before we leave today, let's get more people involved in United Way. How can they do that?
Again, you know, Bart, we've got many different ways, and we can associate not only with helping your United Way through activities with us, but, you know, we have 49 different agencies and partnerships and different programs. Just like Hannah was mentioning, our Women's Initiative, which is relatively new, we're very excited about where that's going to go with your United Way here in the community. So there's a lot of places to plug in. I challenge you, just give us a call and tell us you want to get involved. Tell us what your passions are. You know, we want to match your passion. Maybe it's working with seniors. Maybe it's working with children. It could be working with disabilities. Whatever that is, we will be happy to work with the agencies that provide those services and match up the passion with the ability to volunteer. There's just so many wonderful places in this community to connect and so many needs in this community. It just, again, takes each of us doing just a little bit, whether it's giving, advocating, or volunteering. We've got a place for you, and we'll be happy to work with you.
United Way's CEO, Brian Hercules, visiting with us this morning. Now, in just a few minutes, the final program for G. Gordon Liddy. He's retiring today. Don't miss that show. The G-Man, last day on the radio today. Monday at this time, George Plaster is going to join us. And we're going to learn more about George. And then Truman Jones on at 9 o'clock Monday, right here on your good neighbor station. Have a good one.